愿大家平安。
May peace be with you。
今天晚上跟大家一起来学习诗篇的八十篇。
Tonight we will study from Psalm chapter 80。
请我们看诗篇的八十篇。
Let's refer to Psalm chapter 80。
诗篇的八十篇第三节。
Psalm chapter 80, verse 3.
请。
Restore us, O God, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved.
这个地方说，神啊，求你使我们回转。
Here it says, Restore us, O God.
第二句话就是，使你的脸光照我们。
And the second line, cause your face to shine.
No.我们便得救。
And we shall be saved.
这句话一共出现在八十篇一共出现三次。
So this line pop up three times in chapter 80.
我们看第七节。
Verse 7.
Restore, 冠军的神啊，请。
Restore us, O God of hosts, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved.
所以这第七节完全一样。继续再重复一次。
So verse 7 is identical to verse 3 and it's a repetition.
然后到十九节。
And verse
9? 十九节也是一样。求神回转使你脸发光我们便得救。所以重复三次表示这句话非常重要。
So the fact that this line came up three times,It shows that it is very important.
那我们就来聊从圣经来学习到底这个什么意思。
So now let's study what's the meaning behind these lines.
这个第三节说神啊求你使我们回转。
Verse 3, restore us, O God.
我们为什么可以向神求？
How is it that we can plead to God?
你看路旁的人即使你车子坏掉你也不能求他帮忙。
If we look at the passerbys in the street, if we, our car breaks down, we can't ask for help from them.
那我们家里遇到事情，也不能求邻居啊，他也没有那个义务要帮忙我们。
If we face difficulties in our own household, we can't seek for help through, from our neighbors because they're not obliged to help us.
但是我们有需要，我们遇到危险，可以求神。
But if we have the need and we are in danger, we can always seek God's help.
因为在八十篇的第一节，了解我们记住我们跟神的关系。
Because it's recorded in Psalm chapter 80, verse 1, the relationship between us and God.
我们看八十篇的第一节。
Psalm chapter 80, verse 1.
行。
Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who dwell between the cherubim, since forth.
这个第一节讲领约瑟。如领羊群以色列的牧者。
Here it says, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock.
所以这里提到我们所拜的神就是牧者。
So the God that we worship is our shepherd.
那我们就是羊。
So we are the flock.
所以羊遇到困难可以求牧者来帮忙。
So when the flock meets with difficulties, it will seek the help. It will seek help from the shepherd.
因为牧者本身他是爱惜羊群的。
Because the shepherd on his own loves the flock.
羊群就是牧者的财产。
And the flock is the property of the shepherd.
是牧者所宝贵的。
It's being treasured by the shepherd.
所以主耶稣才看到这么多人好像羊。没有牧人。
That is why God views these congregation as the flock without a shepherd.
所以主耶稣就觉得他们困苦流离很可怜，就讲道理给他们听。
That is why Lord Jesus pitied the people and spoke the truth to them.
所以虽然我们很渺小，但是我们在神看起来很重要。
Even though we are so minute, but we are deemed as very important in the eyes of God.
我们就是他的羊。我们就是他的财产。
We're his flock, we're his property.
好， 那如果我们再看第一节的下半句
，And if we look at the second portion of verse one，
说留，坐在两个基路伯之上的，求你发出光来。
You who dwell between the cherubim, since shine forth.
坐在两个基路伯之上，这个到底什么意思
？So what does it mean? Dwell between the cherubim?
好，我们先来看出埃及记二十五章。
Let's refer to Exodus chapter 25.
出埃及记的二十五章。
Exodus chapter 25.
二十五章的二十一节跟二十二节。
Verses 21 and 22. You shall put the mercy seat on the top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony that I will give you. 22, and there I will meet with you, and I will speak with you from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim, which are on the ark of the testimony, about everything which I will give you in commandment to the children of Israel.
这里以色列百姓他们走到西乃山下。
So here the Israelites have come to the bottom of Mount Sinai.
神就请摩西上到山上。
And God asked Moses to go up to Mount Sinai.
跟他们立约。
To set a covenant with them.
而且要摩西告诉以色列百姓要建会幕。
And wanted Moses to tell the Israelites to build the tabernacle.
那会幕里面有至圣所。
And in the tabernacle there is the mercy seat.
那
Holy of Holies.
至圣所里面有约柜。
And in the Holy of Holies, there is the Ark of Covenant.
在那约柜的上面有施恩座。
And above the Ark of Covenant is the mercy seat.
然后我们看二十二节。
And verse 22.
我要在那里与你相会，又从法柜、施恩座两个基路伯中间，和你说。我要吩咐以色列人的一切事情。
And there I will meet with you, and I will speak with you from the above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim, which are on the ark of testimony, about everything which I will give you in commandment of.
所以神要在两个基路伯中间跟以色列他们跟人相会。
So God wanted to meet with the Israelites from between the two cherubim.
而且要传诫命给他们。
And to speak of the commandment to them.
要听他们的祈求。
To listen to their pleas.
那这个会幕今天就是教会。
So this tabernacle today is the church.
所以教会里面有神的施恩宝座。
So inside the church, there is the God's mercy seat.
那当时降临在两个基路伯中间的那个神今天就降临在我们中间。
So the God that was in between the two cherubim today is among us.
那神降临在我们中间就是要与我们同在。
And for God to be among us is for him to dwell among us.
要施恩看顾我们。
To give grace and to watch over us.
所以我们在神的面前，在教会里面，确实是非常宝贵。
So before the eyes of God and in church, we are very precious.
因此我们回到诗篇的八十篇。
So when we refer back to Psalm chapter 80,
这个神的选民，以色列
，The Israelites, the chosen ones of God,
他们有一个牧者
，They have a shepherd,
要带领照顾他们
，Who was leading them and taking care of them.
那全能的神要出现与他们同在施恩给他们。
And the Almighty God will appear before them to give them grace.
所以今天我们信仰生活能够来到神的面前。
And today, for our spiritual lives, when we're able to come before God,
来祈求神帮助我们。
To pray that God will help us.
因为我们是他的牧者。
Because He is our shepherd.
他是我们的牧者然后他借着教会与我们同在。
And through church, he wants to be with us.
所以这是神给我们一个很大的恩典。
So this is a wonderful grace given by God to us.
那如果我们回到八十篇的第三节。
So when we refer to Psalm chapter 80 verse 3.
说神啊，求你使我们回转。
Restore us, O God.
为什么要求神使我们回转？
Why do we want to plead to God to restore us?
如果我们跟神的关系很好，我们就不需要求神跟我们回转。
If we have a very good relationship, if we have a very good relationship with God, we do not need to plead to God to restore us.
所以求神使我们回转，就是我们人跟神的关系呀有问题。
When we plead to God to restore us, that shows that there is some problem between the relation, our relationship with God.
我们来看马拉基书的第撒加利亚书第一章。
Let's refer to Zechariah chapter 1.
撒加利亚书的第一章
Zechariah chapter
1第三节
Zechariah chapter 1 verse
3撒加利亚书一章的三节
Zechariah chapter 1 verse
3请一章三节
Therefore say to them, Thus says the Lord of hosts, Return to meSays the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts.
这个地方啊，神借着撒加利亚先知告诉以色列百姓。
So here, God through prophet Zechariah spoke to the people.
你要转向我，我就转向你。
That return to me, and I will return to you.
这个我就是天上的神。
And the I here refers to the Heavenly Father.
你们要转向我，表示还没有回转之前啊。这个方向不是面对神。
That is to say, to return to me signifies that before the return, they are going towards the other direction.
还没有回转之前呢，我们的生活、我们的心思意念呢，都是背着神的。
To say that before the return itself, our lives and our thoughts are going the opposite direction from God.
所以又为什么我们从圣经念到神这么爱我们，但是实际生活我们对神的体验不多呢？
So why is it that we often say that God loves us so much, but we have very rare, very few experiences with God?
我们常常去检讨神哦，神不公义，神不公平，神怎样？其实神没有问题的。
We often examine and criticize that God is unjust, but the problem does not lie with God.
这里讲，你如果转向我，我就转向你。
Here it says, if you return to God, and God will return to you.
那我们仔细看哦，哪一个比较困难？
So let us read carefully, which one is more difficult?
我们常常讲哦，神最难啊，神创造天地啊。
We often say that God is the most difficult because he's the creator of heaven and earth.
我是尘土啊。
And we're made of dusts.
我在神面前好像没有一样。
And before God, we're like nothing.
所以我怎么能够叫神转向我呢？
How can we plead to God for him to return to us?
所以我们常常把这个跟神没有办法建立关系哦，都把那个困难摆在神。
We often put the blame on God for our inability to form a relationship with God.
其实神已经讲得很清楚哦，你如果转向我，我就转向你。
But God has made it clear that if we return to him, he will return to us.
那如果我们转向神，神转向我们，我们的面跟神的面就面对面相对了。
So if we return to God and the Lord returns to us, then we will be facing God face to face.
我们生活的焦点就是神。
And our common point in life is God.
那神的眼睛所看的也是我们。
And we will see eye to eye with God.
那这福气太大了。
And this blessing is indeed too big.
但是困难是人要转向神不简单。
But the difficulty lies within man wanting to return to God, and that's not easy.
那首先就是我们在想哦，为什么人会转离神
？And first, we would think, how is it that man would depart from God?
如果我们回到诗篇的八十篇
，If we refer back to Psalm chapter 80,
在后面在描写哈，以色列百姓好像一个葡萄树。
Towards the end of chapter 80, it says that the Israelites are likened to a vine tree.
所以从第八节开始就在讲以色列百姓信仰堕落的过程。
And it talks about the deterioration of their spiritual life.
第八节哈，你从埃及挪出一棵葡萄树，哦，这个葡萄树是什么
？You have brought a vine out of Egypt, and what is this vine?
这个葡萄树就是神的选民以色列百姓。
This vine represents the chosen ones of God, which is the Israelites.
哦，然后，把外邦赶出外邦人，把这个树栽在上面。
Cast out the nations and planted it.
哦，栽在哪里？
And where did they plant it?
栽在迦南地啊。
Planted in the land of Canaan.
之前呢，把迦南地的这七族全部都赶出去了。
And prior to that, to chase out the seven tribes in the land of Canaan.
所以以色列百姓在迦南地啊，从第九节啊，他就深深扎根爬满的地。
And in verse 9, the Israelites have already prepared room for it and caused it to deep root.
向下扎根，向上结果。
The root will grow underneath the ground, and then the fruits will grow, will blossom.
所以在迦南地啊，他们就越来越兴盛。
That is why they are very prosperous in the land of Canaan.
然后第十节。
In verse 10.
他的影子遮了山，枝子好像佳美的香柏树。就是这个葡萄树长得非常壮观啊。
And the mighty cedars with its boughs were covered with its shadow. So it means this cedars will grow, has grown very well.
那十一节。
In verse 11,
它发出枝子长大到大海发出蔓着延到河边。所以我们看那个迦南地啊，神要给他们那个牛奶鱼蜜之地啊。那块地很广阔。
So we could see that the land of milk and honey that God wants to give them is very broad and very wide.
所以以色列百姓迦南地是蒙福的。
So the land of Canaan is indeed a blessed land.
但是到了十二节。
But when it comes to verse 12,
神要拆毁这树的篱笆。
God wanted to break down the hedges.
为什么神会改变呢
？Why did God change？
是因为他们对神的态度改变。
It's because of their change in attitude towards God。
那他们到底他们对神的态度改变什么
？So how has their attitude towards God changed？
如果我们看《生命记》
，If we refer to Deuteronomy，
我们就可以看得出来以色列百姓的改变。
If we look atIf we study the book of Deuteronomy, we could see the change in the Israelites.
好，我们来看生命记。
Let's refer to Deuteronomy.
生命记的第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
第七节。
Verse 7.
因为耶和华你的神领你进入那美地。那里有泉有源，有山谷流出水来。第八节
，verse 8，
那里有小麦、大麦、葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树和蜜。第九节
，verse 9，
你在那里不缺一物，一无所缺。那地的石头是铁，山内可以挖铜。第十节
，verse 10，
你吃得饱足，就要称颂主你的神，因为他将那美地赐给你。所以这段圣经就是说，这个葡萄树啊，被栽在迦南地，真的是蒙福啊。
So here it's saying that the vine when planted on the land of Canaan is indeed a great blessing.
那这样不是很好吗
？Isn't this very good？
但是为什么人会离开神
？But why would people depart from God？
我们看十三节。
Let's refer to verse 13.
因为你的牛羊加多，你的金银增添，并你所有全部都增加。十四节
，verse 14，
你就心高气傲，忘记主你的神，就是将你从埃及为奴之家领出来的。所以一直念下去我们就知道，当他们开始兴盛以后他就忘记神了，心高气傲。
When we continue reading from verse 13 onwards, we could see that once they started prospering, they became they were filled with pride, and then they forgot about God.
第一代可能还记得我们怎么过约旦河。
Perhaps the first generation still remembered how they passed the River Jordan.
神怎么帮助我们把耶利哥打倒？
How they crossed River Jordan and how they destroyed the wall of Jericho.
那神怎么帮助我们把外族赶出去？
And how they could chase out the tribes.
那神怎么祝福我们从一无所有变成样样都有？
How God blessed us from having nothing to having everything.
所以第一代的信仰哦，是有体验的。
Perhaps the first generation had spiritual experiences.
哦，一直到死都是很感谢神。
Until they died, they were still filled with gratefulness.
那到第二代，他就觉得理所当然了。
But the second, when it comes to the second generation, they thought that it was a given.
哦，为什么物产丰这么丰富，理所当然
？It is a given that the they have such material abundance.
哦，当一个人心里没有感恩的心了，他的心就渐渐离开神。
When one lacks a heart of gratitude, that's when they start departing from God.
哦，所以这里讲啊，心高气傲就变成我了，是因为我努力去栽种，因为我努力去怎么样，因为我努力怎么样，所以今天的我就是我自己拼出来的。
So that is why, once someone is filled with pride, they give all the credit to themselves and their hard work. 哦，
这个就是信仰堕落的开始。
This is the beginning of their fall in their spiritual life.
那人一旦心离开神哦，偶像就跑出来了。
And once someone's heart departs from God, the idol will emerge.
就有一个来取代神，那个就是偶像。
The first idol that comes to replace God will be the idol.
哦，所以生活很舒服，但是他已经离开了施恩的神。
Even though they live a comfortable life, but they have departed from the God that grants blessings.
哦，他们的心跑去拜偶像。
Their hearts started worshiping idols.
所以为什么哦他们会遇到困难
？So why is it that they were faced with affliction?
啊，因为他们已经转离了神。
Because they have departed from God.
所以我们今天呢，真的我们活在神很丰富的恩典里面。
Today we are living in the abundant grace of God.
那个牛奶与蜜之地在哪里？
Where is this land of milk and honey?
可能就是在加州，可能就是我们今天的生活。
It could be in California. It could be in our lives.
天气这么好。
Such good weather.
你看我们生活什么都有。
We have everything we need in our lives.
哦，这个不是因为我努力去拼就有了。
This is not because of our hard work.
哦，这是神给我们的恩典。
This is a grace given by God.
啊，神给我们的机会。
The opportunity given by God.
神给我们的能力。
The ability given by God.
神给我们健康。
The health given by God.
神给我们生命。
The lives given by God.
所以我们今天才有这么丰盛、舒服的生活。
That is why we have an abundant and comfortable life today.
但如果我们常常对神有感恩的心
，If we are often seeing God with a heart of gratitude.
那常常尊神为大
，That we often deem God as the greatest.
我们就继续蒙福啊。
We will continue to be blessed.
啊，但是当一个人样样都有的时候
，But when one has everything.
哦，常常是信仰最危险的时刻。
It's often the most dangerous state in their spiritual life.
因为神的地位一直往下降。
Because the status of God slowly deteriorates.
自己的地位一直往上升。
Whereas our status keeps being elevated.
神的分量越来越小。
And the weight of God in our hearts.
你看人生活舒服的时候，一天有多少时间想到神
？Keep shrinking, and let's ponder how much time do we think of God in a day?
世界的分量越来越多。
The weight in our hearts of this world keeps increasing.
除了睡觉之外，都是在想世界。
And besides the time that we sleep, the rest of the time we're thinking about things of earth.
这个就是信仰往下降的开始。
This is when our faith starts going downhill.
啊，所以为什么人会离开神
？So why do people depart from God?
有时候是因为生活在神丰富的恩典里面忘记了。
Sometimes it's because we're dwelling in God's abundant grace that we forget about God.
啊，所以以色列百姓遇到神遇到困难，这是神要叫他们回头啊。
So when the Israelites faced with difficulties, it is actually when God wants them to return.
啊，所以我们回到诗篇的八十篇。
So let's refer to Psalm chapter 80.
啊，八十篇的第三节。
Verse 3.
啊，神啊，求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光，啊，我们便得救。
Restore us, O God, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved.
我们回转， 难道神也回转他的脸光照我们，他就施恩祝福我们？
So if we return to God and God returns to us, His face will shine on us and we will be blessed.
哦，因为这是生命记里面所说的。
Because this is like how it was recorded in the book of Deuteronomy.
在民数记里面所说的。
Like it was recorded in Numbers.
哦，我们看民数记的第六章。
Let's refer to Numbers chapter 6.
民数记的第六章。
Numbers chapter 6.
23节
Verse 23.
六章23节
Numbers chapter 6 verse 23.
你要告诉亚伦和他儿子说，你们要这样为以色列人祝福。24节
Verse 24.
愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。25节
25.
愿主使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。26节
26.
愿神向你扬脸，赐平安给你。哦，所以这个地方讲啊，如果神扬脸啊，光照我们，神就会赐福给我们。
So if the Lord lift up His countenance upon you, He will give you peace and blessings.
如果神向我们扬脸，我们就有平安。
So if the Lord lift up His countenance upon you, we will have peace.
因此我们回到诗篇的八十篇了。神啊，求你使我们回转，为什么？
So why do we, as recorded in Psalm chapter 80, ask God to restore us?
因为如果我们回转，神也会回转向我们。
Because if we return to God, the Lord will return to us.
那神的脸就会光照我们。
And God's face will shine upon us.
神就会施恩祝福给我们，我们的问题就解决了。
God will grant us blessings and our problems will be solved.
但是困难在哪里？
But where lies the difficulty?
困难是我们要回转向神太难了。
The difficulty lies within, for us to return to God, it's too difficult.
困难不是神，是我们要回转太难。
The issue here is it's too hard to return to God.
为什么这样说？
Why do we say so?
我们用圣经几个例子来看。
Let's see a few examples from the Bible.
我们现在看哈该书。
Let's turn to the book of Haggai.
哈该书。
Haggai.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
哈该书的第一章。
Haggai chapter 1.
第九节
，verse 9，
哈该书的第一章第九节
，Haggai chapter 1 verse 9。
你们盼望多，所得的却少；你们收到家中，我就吹去，这是为什么呢？因为我的殿荒了，你们却顾自己的房屋。这是万军的神说的。这里在讲哈该先知那个世代的人啊。
It's talking about the people in the era of Haggai.
很努力在做事情。
They were very hardworking.
盼望多得的少。
They looked for much, but it came to little.
即使啊，有一些收入啊，被风吹走，到最后一块钱也没有剩。
Even if they have some harvest, it was blown away. So in the end, they don't even have a dollar to spare.
那如果一般人在讲哦，就要更努力。
And if you ask the non-believers, they will tell you to work even harder.
你现在做六天哦，生活还不够，你要做七天，连安息日要去上班，这样你生活就不会有困难。
If you don't earn enough, even though you work 6 days a week, then you should work harder, including on Sabbath.
如果六天赚六天，七天你就赚七千。
If you work for 6 days, then you make 6 days' wages. And if you work 7 days, you earn 7 days' wages.
这个是人想出来的。
This is the mindset of the non-believers.
但是这里告诉我们为什么。
But here explains why.
因为我的殿荒凉。
Because my ruins is few.
然后你们却顾自己的房屋。
And because my house is in ruins, and every one of you runs to your own house.
也就是说，人的心啊，不在乎教会了。人的心只在乎生活的享受。
That the hearts of men only cares about the enjoyments at home.
啊，所以神没有祝福啊，人在努力啊，就是还是缺乏。
So without God's blessings, even if we work hard, we will still be lacking.
啊，那第十节。
Verse 10.
所以地为你们的缘故，天就不下甘露啊，地也不出产。十一节。
Verse 11.
我命干旱降在地土，山甘五谷清酒，并地上的出产，人民牲畜手一切劳碌都得来。哦，这里讲啊，天啊不降雨，然后十一节干旱降在地上。
In verse 10, it says that the heavens above withhold the dew, and verse 11, it says there is drought on the land.
哦，没有神的恩典哦，人活着真的很辛苦。
Without the grace of God, we will lead a very hard life.
哦，担子很重，担子很重。
Oh, our laden will be very heavy.
但是到了哈该书第二章
But when it comes to Haggai chapter 2,
18节
verse 18,
你们要追想此日以前，就是从九月二十四日追想到立奠根基，十九节
verse 19,
仓里有谷种吗？无花果树树葡萄树和橄榄树都没有结果子，从今天起我必赐福给你。所以这个九月二十四日是一个很重要的一天。
So here on the 24th day of the 9th month is indeed an important day.
为什么
？Why？
从今天起，我要赐福给你。
Because from that day on, from this day onwards, the Lord will bless you.
如果神真的赐福给我们哦，我们只要六日劳碌做工，我们需用的都不会有缺乏。
If the Lord really blesses us.Even if we work only for 6 days, we will not lack in our needs.
哦，但是困难在哪里
？But where is why is it so difficult?
我们要回转。
We need to return to God.
这个难在这个地方。
So this is how it's difficult.
我们真的需要找一个工作，配很高，但是累到真的没有时间来教会侍奉神，甚至连聚会时间都没有。真的需要这样吗
？Do we indeed need to find a job that tires us out so much that we don't even have the time to come worship God?
如果我们真的很挂心神的殿、神的兴盛、圣工教会的兴盛
If our heart is in the growth and prosperity of the church,
你找一个很普通的工作，只要神祝福我们，生活不会有缺乏的。
If we just find a normal job and the Lord bless us, we will not be lacking in our lives.
但是要回转。这是何等的难
！But it's indeed how difficult for us to return to God.
所以要求神让我们回转。
So we need to plead to God so that He will return to us.
求神让教会每个信徒真的能够回转。
So we have to pray to God so that every believer will return to God.
能够看重神的事情。
To place importance and look highly upon the matters of God.
那生活的需要，神就会照顾啊。
And God will take care of our life's needs.
那世界一直去追求。
And if we keep seeking in this world,
灵性一直退步。
And our spiritual lives keep going downhill,
圣工没有办法发展。
The holy work cannot grow.
我们的体验也会减少。
And our spiritual experience will lessen.
所以为什么在诗篇八十篇说，求你使我们回转，因为神才能够帮助我。
This is why it's recorded in Psalm chapter 80 for God to restore us because only then we will be granted with the blessings.
我们常常在想哦，教会大家都很平安啊，工作也很好，我们为教会祷告什么
？Because we often think that we all are leading a peaceful life, and why do we want to pray about anything?
要祷告让大家能够回转。
We have to pray so that everyone can return.
我们真的很满意我们教会的圣工吗？
Are we very contented with the state of the divine work?
如果每个人回转
，If every one of us return to God,
上山取木料来建筑这个教会
，and we gain the material from up from the mountains to build the church,
我们的圣工会更加发展，神的名会得到更大的荣耀。
The holy work will prosper even more, and the name of God will be glorified.
所以我们教会为教会祷告什么
？So what do we need to pray for the church about?
求神让我们回转。
Pray to God that God let us return to Him.
我们自己真的是很难啊。
If we rely on ourselves to do this, it's too hard.
好，那我们现在再来看 以赛亚书的58章。
Now let's turn to Isaiah chapter 58.
以赛亚书的58章。
Isaiah chapter 58.
58章14节。
Isaiah chapter 58 verse 14.
你就以神为乐，神要使你承驾地的高处，又以你主雅各的产业养育你的。这是神亲口说的。这个句最后一句话说，这是主亲口说的。
The last line here says, "The mouth of the Lord has spoken."
神讲的话安定在天呐，直到永远。
The word spoken by God is set on heavens, in the heavens until the end of day.
那这一段圣经从13节到14节在讲安息日。
So, this book from chapter 13 to 14 talks about Sabbath day.
那14节讲安息日，它会给我们有三个，至少有三件事情。
Here in verses 13 and 14, it talks about Sabbath day, and here it talks of three matters.
第一个，安息日我们非常的喜乐。
First, we will be so delighted on Sabbath day.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们以神为乐。
Because we delight ourselves in the Lord.
跟神的关系越来越亲近，神住在我里面，我真的是很满足，就很喜乐啊。
We build a close relationship with God, an intimate relationship with God, so when God lives in us, we are so delighted.
那第二个，承驾地的高处。
And secondly, cause us to ride on high.
摩西要死以前呢，神叫他爬到尼波山。
When before Moses died, the Lord asked him to ascend to Mount Nebo.
他在尼波山看到什么？
And what did he see on Mount Nebo?
看到迦南全平原。
He saw all the plains of the land of Canaan.
牛奶与蜜那一块地。
The land filled with milk and honey.
但是他要爬到上面，他才看得下去。
But he had to hike all the way to the top of the mountain to see all these.
今天我们信耶稣，我们看到什么？
So today, as believers of God, what do we see?
我们都看到地上的好处。
We only see the goodness on earth.
我们有没有看到那一块牛奶与蜜之地？
Do we see the goodness in the land of milk and honey?
那就是神为我们预备的。
That has been prepared by God for us.
就是神的国。
It's the heavenly kingdom of God.
也就是天国。
That is the heavens.
那要看到那个美好那一块地，要往上爬。
So to see the goodness, in heavens, we have to keep ascending.
所以如果我们真的在遵守安息日，我们信心会一直在进步。
So if we keep observing Sabbath day, our spiritual faith will keep improving.
那信心是进步，我们就看到天国了。
As our faith keep improving, we will see heaven.
看到天国，世界就没有什么可以留恋了。
When we see heaven, the earth, the things on earth will mean nothing to us.
这是第二个。
So that's the second point.
那第三个。
And the third point.
以你主雅各的产业养育你。
To feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father.
雅各的产业是什么？
What is the heritage of Jacob?
雅各的产业就是神本身啊，神就是他的产业。
The heritage of Jacob is God himself.
那雅各的产业养育你，让你得满足，得丰盛。
To feed us with the heritage of Jacob so that we can be filled with abundance.
所以如果我们真的守安息日，我们的生命会很丰盛。
So if we truly observe Sabbath, our lives will be abundant.
为什么？
Why?
因为神就是我们的产业，神充满在我们里面，我们的生命就很丰盛。
Because the Lord is our heritage, and when He fills our hearts, our lives will be abundant.
但是为什么我们有安息日，我们有守安息日，但这个三个好像没有发生呢？
But why is it that we do observe Sabbath, but these three things have not occurred?
那我们就看安息怎么做。
So we will see what do we do on Sabbath.
58章的13节。
Chapter 58, verse 1.
你在安息日要调转你的脚步。
Verse 13. To turn away your foot from the Sabbath.
这个调转你的脚步就是回转啊。
To turn your foot away, that is to return.
你实在读下去啊，看起来很简单，不简单啊，要神帮助啊。
If you continue reading, you know that it's not easy to do and you need the help of God.
在我的圣日不以操作为喜乐，称安息圣日为可喜乐的，称神的圣日为可尊重的，尊敬这日，不办私事，不做说实话，不随私意。 这个不简单啊。
It's not easy that we will honor him, not do our own things, not doing things our own way, finding our own pleasure, not speaking our own mouth.
好，所以如果我们在安息日真的大家能够回转向13节，我们灵性会进步，我们生命会丰盛。
So if we are really able to return on the Sabbath to have growth in our spiritual lives, our spirituality will improve greatly.
好，所以安息日有三件事情。
So three things on Sabbath.
第一个要亲近神。
First, to draw near to God.
好。第二个。
Secondly,
要用神的爱跟大家团契。
To use the love of God to have fellowship with others.
第三个要侍奉神。
Thirdly, to serve the Lord.
因为我们这个教会差不多有100个人，要运作，从开门到关门里面很多事情。
Our church has about 100 members, and for its operation to run smoothly from opening the door to closing the door, there are a lot of things, many tasks that needs to be carried out.
当然要让人来觉得有神的同在，有属灵的平安，这要很多的祷告。
And for members to feel the presence and the peace of God among us, it requires a lot of prayers.
所以如果我们安息日来亲近神，跟信徒真的团契，真的在侍奉神，我们教会会成长。
So if on Sabbath day we come to the church, we have fellowship with the members, the church will grow.
但是要神帮助。
But these all require the help of God.
所以我们要为教会祷告什么？
So how can we pray for the church?
神啊，让每个人来到你的殿都能够真正的回转。
That everyone come to your temple and truly return to you.
六日劳碌做工。
After 6 days of hard labor.
主耶稣不要我们离开世界。
The Lord does not want us to depart from the world.
但是第七日要心归向神。
But on the seventh day, our hearts need to return to God.
回转向神。
To return to God.
那这样神的恩典福气就临到。
Then God's grace and blessings will be bestowed on us.
所以求神使我们回转。
May God help us to return.
好，唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.